the beginning.
These works of art, the distance between mind and press becomes doubly appreciated thereby. The journalists were right to hesitate so long. They weren't idle in the meantime. People yearned for Spadel's books. The journalists awoke from his modesty and gave us their own books. But it is still the evil mark of this crisis, journalism. Which drives great minds into its stable so is meanwhile overrunning their pasture. It has plundered literature. It is generous and gives its own literature to literature. There appear photon selections about which there's nothing so remarkable as that the work hasn't fallen apart in the bookbinder's hands. Bread is being made out of breadcrumbs. What is it that continues to give them hope? Continuing into in the subjects they select. If one of them chatters about eternity, shouldn't he be heard for as long as eternity lasts? Journalism lives on this fallacy. It always has the grandest theme in its hand. Eternity can become timely, but it gets old just as easily. The artist gives form to the day, the hour
is
the minute.
And then man.